The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Ira Melman. Rashmi Sahajwala never expected to start working at the age of 59, let alone join India's gig economy. Now she's part of an army of housewives turning their homes into cloud kitchens to feed time-starved millennials. The so-called cloud kitchens, restaurants that have no physical presence and a delivery-only model, are rising in popularity as there is a boom in food delivery apps such as Swiggy and Zomato. Although Indian women have long battled for access to education and employment opportunities, the biggest hurdle for many is convincing conservative families to let them leave home. But new apps like Curryful, Home Foodie and Nanagarh are tapping the skills of housewives to slice, dice, and prepare meals for hungry urbanites from the comfort of their homes.
So program like Curryful, it is good for women because India is a very conservative country and still people, the women cannot go easily outside and work.
She's undergone a crash course in how to run a business from creating weekly menus to buying supplies from wholesale markets to cut costs. Businesses in the Philippines' Taguete City, a popular tourist destination which borders the rest of Taal Volcano, are opening back up despite central government warnings that they stay closed. Taal erupted over a week ago, and local authorities have since enforced the 14-kilometer exclusion zone around the volcano, which continues to keep evacuated locals away from their abandoned pets. The Department of Interior and local government has officially advised all businesses along the zone to stay closed, but now open signs are creeping back across much of the ash-covered Taguete. Luisto Caran Tisato, who owns a bread shop just outside the exclusion zone, has kept his establishment open since the day of the eruption. He and his wife continue to prepare bread by candlelight on a daily basis despite the lack of electricity and water.
I realize that first establishment that people will be probably open will be me. So we decided to open anyway. We have the stocks and it's filled with bread. If they don't have money, then might as well give it for free.
More than 100,000 people had to abandon their homes around the volcano after it spewed smoke and ash on January 12th. Disaster authorities have deemed the danger level at 4 out of a possible 5. That means that a hazardous explosive eruption is possible within hours to days. For Business Scene, I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from the Voice of America.